Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who's a chief economist with the American Institute of Architecture. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Doing very well.
Good to talk to you. It's been a couple of months, and one of the reasons I haven't talked to you is because your index has been below 50, and I hate to chase bad news.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster this year for the construction sector and for design in specific. And as you mentioned, kind of a negative month in August, another negative month in September. The October number popped up a little bit.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll see some more stronger numbers as we finish up the year, too.
Yeah, actually, I think you have another report next week, but I wanted to go ahead and talk to you. There's a lot of people in this industry that are doing some planning for 17, so I wanted to talk to the guru from Harvard that has the crystal ball and knows what's going to happen in 17. So,
now, with that set up, Kemp, I don't know.
I don't know
here.
Yeah, not to build you up too much here, but anyway, so let's quickly talk about this October billing index. Yes, just barely above 50, but the inquiries, it looked like it was trending down, which is another potentially cause for concern. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, and I think even more to the point, there's a third element we cover here too, Kemp, which is our new design contracts. This is new work coming into architecture firms, and that was negative for the month of October. So, I think a bit of a roller coaster going to continue here. Billings popped up, meaning they're doing a little more work, but a little slowdown in new project activity coming in. So we're gonna watch the numbers pretty closely over the coming months and get a better sense as to where this industry is headed.
I was reading your press release that you issued with the October numbers that were up slightly, that 50.8, and you said that you felt like those two negative numbers preceding months were related to the uncertainty related to the presidential election. So I'd kind of like to move to that and just ask you what your thoughts are around 17, especially in light of this surprise where Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Yeah, exactly. And even more than 2 months, Kim, the business investment numbers have really been a very weak link in our economy for the last 4 quarters, really. They've been unusually soft. I think a lot of things are going on. We're very late into a business cycle here. We're well above average in terms of how long this cycle has lasted, and there is a unusual amount of uncertainty out there as to sort of what's going to happen in terms of the economy, what's going to happen in terms of new administration policies. And I think that did encourage a lot of folks to sort of sit on their hands and wait and see how things shaped up. And now that the election is over, I think we can move forward again. Haven't resolved all the issues of uncertainty there. There's still still a little bit of a few questions. Certainly on the plus side is there seems to be a lot of support on a bipartisan basis for an infrastructure program. And they're talking about something that could be as big as $1 trillion over 10 years. That would be on average $100 billion a year. We're talking about in the U.S. kind of $1 trillion a year construction industry. So we're talking about a sort of a 10% boost in spending. Now, a lot of that would be public works projects and other sorts of things. But I think it's likely to be viewed as a plus for overall construction. On the flip side of that, though, is with more construction, we need more construction workers. We've had a labor shortage in this industry for a while. If there's a clampdown on administration, that's where this industry often gets a lot of its construction workers from, is that going to delay a lot of the projects that otherwise might move ahead? So I haven't resolved all the questions, but the fog is starting to clear a little bit, and I think we're starting to get some direction as to where the economy is going to be headed.
All right. So let's remember, many of my listeners are in the floor covering business. And we see activity kind of on the tail end of projects. And I went to a meeting recently, Alan Beaulieu with Trend Research, another economist, was saying that everybody in the room, he said, was going to do better in 17 than they did in 16. So he was real optimistic about what was going to happen in 17. And we're looking at the stock market, above 19,000 to Dow Jones Industrial. So many people would say 17 might look like it's going to be a good year, right?
I think that's right. We're starting to compile our consensus forecast that we do twice a year at the American Institute of Architects, and we'll be releasing that in early January. But I'm starting to see some of the numbers come in, and they're calling for 2017 being at least as good of a year as 2016. So I think that's encouraging. I think as we get into it, we'll see the growth not projected to be as strong on the commercial side, sort of the private side of the industry. That would be hotels, office buildings, retail facilities, and probably expected to be a little bit stronger on the institutional side, you know, education being a big piece in that. Healthcare, another big piece of the institutional sector, and, you know, continue to see some questions there in terms of, you know, obviously the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is very much up in the air, but I think, you know, we'll see over the next few months sort of what the plan is for replacing that. Are we going to provide coverage to those families and households that have gotten coverage in the past? Will that still continue to create demand for healthcare facilities, or are we going to see a bit of a step back until that gets resolved?
I listened to Paul Ryan on 60 Minutes Sunday night, and he's already doing some positioning around it's going to take us 3 years to make these changes, so that healthcare thing's going to be slow.
I think the smart money is there, Kemp, that, you know, something will be done, but it won't be instantaneous, and right. In the meantime, probably there'll be a bit of a hold harmless attitude towards this, keep coverage until we can get a substitute in place.
It's interesting you say that you feel, let's go back to those sectors a minute, that hospitality might slow down. I did go to the BDNY show just last month, and it seemed like it was on fire. Everybody was upbeat. There's a lot of spending going on in hospitality right now. And retail, you know, they're calling for one of the stronger Christmas seasons for consumer spending than we've seen in many years. So it's interesting you say that might slow down next year.
Yeah, and office too. I think all three of those sectors have been very, very hot. They have outperformed expectations for 2016 by and large. You know, we're seeing on the hospitality side, on the office side, you know, sort of 20% year-over-year growth in terms of construction spending, Kemp. And I think the sense is we just can't sustain that's above a pace that we're going to be able to support. So it might drop down to, I'm guessing something in the 6-10% range. Now, 6-10% growth in those sectors, certainly not bad. It's just, you know, it's not 20%. So the momentum is slowing a little bit. That certainly doesn't mean that we're going to, you know, see weak times in this sector. It just means that it's beginning to ebb down, and I think the sense is that 18 will be a little bit slower than 17, and 17 is going to be a little slower than we saw this year in 16. So kind of on the downside of the cycle a little bit. As I said, sort of in contrast to institutional, which I think, you know, there's still the sense that we may be on the upside of that cycle, that we may see stronger growth in 17 or 18 on a lot of the key institutional sectors than we've seen in 15 or 16.
Real quick, before we run out of time, look at the housing market. What do you think is going to happen there in 17?
You know, another big part of growth, and probably the strongest construction sector over the next couple of years, is expected to be single-family residential. We're just well below trend on that, and, you know, we're starting to see a pickup in household formation. I think we're going to see strong growth there. Multifamily, I think most markets feel that they've got enough supply there, and so I think we're going to see that level off. Home improvement market, you know, another big piece, and another big piece of a business for our listeners here today, Kemp, and I think that's going to be a good solid market too. You know, we have a leading indicator for remodeling that's signaling we should see 7-8% growth in 2017 on that side. So, you know, overall, I think a very positive picture. I think construction is likely to be one of the stronger sectors in the economy through 2017.
All right, Kermit. Well, I appreciate you giving this outlook. It looks pretty optimistic. Again, been talking to Kermit Baker, a Harvard economist, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.